Okay, good evening everybody, and thank you so much for joining tonight. We are going to continue and finish Simin Shin Lamed Hei. This is page 358, what is that, Klifayin Tesson Beis, I think. But we are up to Shin Lamed Hei, Seifim Gimel, Dalid, and Hei. So as we discussed last night, we were talking about if there's a leak of a beverage that you're trying to save, so you're not allowed to bring a whole bunch of different kelim, because that's going to be a chashash that you might come to violate Hutza'ah. So we spoke about it's particularly bad to be kolet and soreth. Kolet means to bring a kli that you're just going to catch the leak in mid-air, the leaky the liquid that's coming out of the vessel in mid-air, and yitzareth means that you're going to attach the kli to the side of the roof where it's going to catch that which is coming down. So says the Shulchan Aruch, nizdamu lo orchim, maybe kli echad v'kolet, kli echad v'yitzareth. If there are guests that come, then you're allowed to bring some extra kelim. You can bring one kli to be kolet to catch in mid-air, another kli to be mitzareth. But you cannot catch with extra kalim, do the violation, and then invite guests afterwards and say, oh, it's all okay because I invited guests. Nor should you just say, oh no, I don't want to lose all this stuff, so I better invite guests quickly so that I can do whatever I want. You're not allowed to invite guests with this express purpose. Says the Ramah, Mil, Mavar Vasa, Shekol, Vacharkach, Zimin Orchim, Mutter. But if you did that, if you were Kolit Vitzore, if you brought all these extra kalim and you caught all the beverage, and then you invited guests, you're still allowed to use it. Says the Mishnah. The Rambam holds you're even allowed to do this harama, that you can invite guests and then you'll be able to catch more liquid, you'll be able to salvage more. And then the Rambam said, if you violated this halacha and you salvaged more than you were allowed to, and then you invited guests, so then don't worry, it's mutter, you're allowed to use it. But says Mishabura, the implication is mashmadim lozimain, sounds like if you did not then invite guests, you just went and you caught as much of the beverage as you can with as many kalim as you can, then after the Yevet Asr, then even with the Yevet, you're not allowed to use it. V'hainu rakan Motzoi Shabbos miyat. But that Isser only exists until Motzoi Shabbos. V'imhayu b'shogeg, and if it was shogeg, sheshogag bedin, where you didn't know the halacha that you weren't allowed to catch all this liquid, or sheshachach shu Shabbos, or you just forgot that it's Shabbos, mutu levas mizav b'shabbos, hafilu lo v'kolshken l'acherim. Then you could use it even on Shabbos, even though you never invited guests, and you violated the halacha, but in a drabanan done b'shogeg, there's no knas you're allowed to violate, you're allowed to benefit from it. It's not a violation of Maisa Shabbos. Sif Dalit, im Yosef Tirush Megigah Shel Anavim, if grape juice is draining out of a vat of grapes, Shadayin Lo Nidruchu, where the grapes weren't pressed yet, they're just because they're tightly packed in with one another, there's some Mashkin Shazavu, there's a liquid that's coming out of them, and which critically, Mashkin Shazavu is Muktzah, Mashkin Shazavu is Asur on Shabbos. Shenimtza Osa Hadelef Eino Ro'i, So that liquid that's seeping out is not something that's roy to be used, because those mashkin are asur. And therefore you're not allowed to put a kli underneath it to catch it, because you're now making the kli muktzah, because the kli is there to catch something that's muktzah, so you're not going to be allowed to move the kli, and that's a violation of mevatel kli meichano. So ketzad yasa, so what should you do? You have all the grape juice coming out, you don't want to lose it, but you can't use it on Shabbos, and you can't put a kli underneath it to catch it. So the Eitzah is as follows. Yaniach sham mitaso o shulchano. Bring your bed or your kitchen table to that area. Vazia osa adelef l'fanav graf shel ri'i. And then it's going to, having that leak is going to make life unlivable. I can't have this in my bedroom. I can't have this in my kitchen. It's gross. V'yachal aniach sham kli l'kabal adelef k'dei shel yasa sham tit. So once it becomes a livable space and the air, and now becomes a graf shel ri'i, so now you're allowed to put a kli underneath it to catch it, so that you avoid having a muddy area. And once the kli fills up, you cannot pour it out into another kli, because then you're going to be mevatel that kli mehechano. Ela mariko b'toch hagigis shazavu mashkim imenu sheimu v'talus mehechana al yidei mashkim shaba mishum mashkim shazavu. Just empty it right back into the kli that it came from. Meaning it's a very slow leak, so it'll just keep going, cycling around. back from the kli and back into this kli, and you'll pour it back into that kli, and that will be the best way to save it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nid Gimel, Im Yazuv Tirosh Migigis Umayri Shagigis Lo Nistak Legamri Elo Ovi Tif Tif. We're talking about where the vat, the barrel, is not entirely cracked; it's just dripping slowly. Shadai Neinu Bahul, where you're not all for blundered, you're not all anxious. Uketal Ba'aga Ulekach Ilo Mishum Bitul Kli Meichano Hayumutzel Osam Kli Taklov LaHatzil. So, and that's why the only issue here is Mevatel Kli Meichano, meaning otherwise there's no problem of putting a kli under it. But the Inishbra Legamri, if it had been entirely broken, where it was all pouring out, Afilu Hayumutzel Levatel Kli Meichano Gamken Oyasul Osam Kli Taklov DeBahul, then you wouldn't be allowed to put a kli under it anyway, because then we're afraid you're going to start bringing other kalim and you're going to carry things through Rosh Hashanah v'chule v'chule. Shadayin lo nidruchu. We said this is grape juice that's seeping out of grapes that have not yet been pressed. Di nidruchu lo ya mashka shadov b'chal mashka shadov v'klobus v'shin chavsev beis. Because if they were already pressed, if they were already trampled on, then the liquid that's still seeping out of them going into Shabbos would not be muktzu v'mutter. Ve'in arashe v'chule m'meshe mevatlo mehechano. And you're not allowed to put another kli under it or pour it into another kli, because that's bitul kli mehechano. I'm Darkei Moshe sheiskim lasos od eitza acheres. In Darkei Moshe, he has another eitza. Dahainu sheitin, meaning again, the problem is you can't put a kli under it to catch whatever's coming out, because then you're mevatel kli mechano. And so what do you do? So the eitza of the Shulchan Aruch is that you bring your bed or your kitchen table there, and then it becomes a graf shel rei, it becomes an unlivable space, and then you're allowed to be mevatel kli mechano in that case. But the Darkei Moshe says, I have a better idea. Dahainu sheitin a kli im mayim. Put a little bit of water in the kli, and then put that kli underneath the leek. So that, yes, the wine that comes in, that's coming out, the grape juice that's coming out is muktza, but it immediately becomes batel in the water. And drip by drip, it becomes batel in the water. And even if at the end of the day you end up with more grape juice than water in the kli, still it all became batel in the water, because one by one it becomes bottle. Even though generally you're not supposed to create a situation of graf shel rei, but over here there's a monetary loss, and when there's a case of monetary loss, you're allowed to create a situation of graf shel rei. And then sif hey, last sif, nispasul peros b'chatzer. If you have peros that are scattered around the chatzer, echad heina, some here, some there, melakit ma'at ma'at va'ochel, you could pick up a little bit at a time and eat it, but v'lo'yitin l'chasav lo tochakupa, you're not allowed to gather it into a basket or a box. V'im naflu b'makom echad, if they all fell in one condensed area, then no sein afilu l'tochasal, then you're allowed to put it into a box, because it's all together, and it's not a tirchi yaseira. Elim kei naflu l'tochsroros v'afurus shabuchatzer, unless it fell in, mixed in with pebbles and dirt, sha'az melakit echad echad v'ochel v'lo'yitin l'tochasav lo tochakupa, then you have to just pick it up one by one. You're not allowed to mix it together. You're not allowed to put it in, collect it and put it in a box or in a or in a basket. So if it's spread out, you're not allowed to put it in a box or a basket. And even if it's condensed, but it's mixed with dirt and pebbles, you're not allowed to put it in a box or a basket. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Echad Heina, Dezavi Ku Uvdu Dechol. It's a violation of Uvdu Dechol, Kishem Ekabtzav Venosan L'toch HaSal, when you gather them together and you put it in a basket. Masha'in Kim Kishenafel B'makom Echad, as opposed to if they fell in one condensed area. Ah, kishemalata b'tachsroros v'afruris mechzi tamid ku'uv d'duchal kishenosin b'sal. But if it's mixed together with dirt and pebbles, then it's always going to be uv d'duchal if you're putting it into a basket. V'aser v'hainu afilun b'daito lechol yalter. And that's even if you plan on eating it right away. To put it into a basket to eat right away, it's still problematic. If you don't plan on eating it right away, it's problematic anyway. D'ilav achitep g'leidosu mishun boruk d'albusu mishun yotes. If you're taking a peros out of the mixture of dirt and pebbles, so it's borer. The only way it's mutter is if miyad, biyad, and ochel mitoch psala. So it has to be that you're planning on eating it right away, and it still might be problematic if you put it into a basket because of uvdu dechol. Sha'az v'chulei va'ochel, ein biragra dahai va'ochel bedafkahu. That it has to be that you're eating it. Va'alken afilu l'tochiko ksuso gamken asu litnam, v'haydim sayim l'toch sal v'kupa urcha dimil tzenakat. So it's not only usher to put it into a basket or a box, it's usher even to put it into your pockets or to put it anywhere else. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that if you need a more beverage for guests, you can be kolei plate and mitzarev, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Rambam that you're not allowed to do a harama to invite guests just so that you could save more beverage. Then we said if you invited guests after being kolet and mitzarev, there's no penalty of Maisa Shabbos, even though you acted improperly by being kolet and mitzarev. And then we said that if grape juice is dripping from a broken kli, it would be usher to put a kli underneath it, because that's a violation of vatel kli mechano. So there are two eitzes. Eitzah number one, Shulchan Aruch says, put your bed there so it's a graf shel rei. And eitzah number two is that the Darkei Moshe had said, put some water in the kli that catches it so the grape juice is kama batel. And then finally we said that it's a violation of uvdut v'chol to gather peros that are spread out into a kli, and even peros that are condensed in one area but are mixed with pebbles, it's a violation of uvdut v'chol to gather them into a kli, even if you somehow manage to avoid violating the borer issue. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, back at normal time, normal place, we will begin Simen Shin Lamed Vav. Thank you all for joining.